Ingemann and Matt smarter than a 12-year-old? We're going to find out because it was the 96th annual Scripps Spelling Bee, and we know the two worst spellers in the area are Jason Goodman and Matt.
Yes, they are.
So we're going to put you guys to the test and see if you can beat the 12-year-old who won. By the way, here is some of the winning audio. This is leading up to the announcement of the winner of the Scripps Spelling Bee. This is the spell off.
Caixinha.
C-A-I-X-I-N-H-A.
Raminer.
R-A-M-O-N-E-U-R.
Apocyopesis.
What? P-O-S-I-O-P.
Are you speaking English?
Yeah.
Abseil.
You don't know these?
Easy.
Pathology.
Oh my God.
What an idiot didn't know that.
I'm ready. Y-R-O-B-A-L-A-N-U-S.
Sinif.
S-E-I-N-I-P-H.
I've never heard of these words before, so how am I supposed to spell them?
All right, well, it'll make you feel better, Jason Goodman and Matt, if maybe we, since Bruhat, who's the winner of the spelling bee, is 12, he's in the 7th grade, if we use 7th grade spelling words.
There you go.
Will that make you feel better?
It does, because I feel like normally you use elementary and we look dumber.
That is true.
So I'll at least take we're middle school now.
Yeah, and a reminder, Matt is a college professor currently.
I don't teach spelling.
Yeah. And Jason, you know, has... responsibilities.
I make up my own words.
Yes.
We know, and your own language.
Now, we do have two people on the phone that are going to pick who they think is going to win. Megan, who do you think is going to win between Matt and Jason Goodman?
I am going with Matt.
You wouldn't.
It's one more game.
It's a crapshoot. I think you won last time, though, didn't you, Jason?
I don't know. I've won. I think he's won like one or two. No, he's definitely ahead of me.
I feel like it is
an
absolute toss up every time we play.
Yeah, this is a toss up. All right, hold on 1 second.
Matt knows.
And then we'll go to Amanda. I guess, Amanda, you were stuck picking Jason.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. When Matt said, the first caller's already chosen me, so you get Jason, I said, dang it. So now I'm
All right. Well, we're going to ask you some spelling words. And
how many are there?
Well, so we have a total of 10.
But we're going to do 300.
Yeah, 350. now, we go one-to-one, right? Is that how we decided we like to play this game? We give one spelling, or they both have to
spell at the same time.
They spell at the same time.
But they take turns of who has to answer first.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So whoever wins out of 10. So if somebody gets six. It's over. Mm-hmm.
It'll be over, yeah. Okay. Are you ready, Jason?
Yeah, not really. No.
Matt, are you ready?
Let's make it happen.
Okay. The very first word we'd like you to spell is nauseous. I feel nauseous when you guys are playing for you.
That's a doozy for the first one.
Mm-hmm. Just put your pencils or pens down when you're finished.
Hey, Matt should switch places with Squid. It's like very awkward watching him write on like a laptop. And a chair on his knee.
He does look studious, though.
He does, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I thought it might help. It doesn't.
Would you like some spectacles? All right, so Jason, you want to go first?
Not really, no.
And Katie, as soon as they're wrong, hit the...
As soon as they're wrong. Okay, will do. All right.
Or should we wait till they're done?
I think wait till they're done, because then they won't know where they went wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, you can't change your answer,
but still.
That's true.
Pins down. Oh, he's finishing.
Are you ready? Jason.
No, I'm not.
All right, okay. We got a bunch of...
I'm spelling it is not right.
I know, it doesn't.
Well, pick
good.
One.
Are you ready?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, nauseous. Jason Goodman.
N-A-U-S-O-U-S.
There. Oh, can you hear? There you go.
Oh, let me change this, yeah.
No, incorrect.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
I like the way he spelled that, though.
That was great.
Okay.
Nauseous. N-A-U-S-E-A-U-S.
Also incorrect.
You're about that?
Nauseous. You sure about that?
Yeah.
Pretty sure about that.
Sure about that?
Matt looked like he was confident in the way he delivered it. I'm like, uh-oh.
He almost got it. Nauseous is spelled N-A-U-S-E. O-U-S.
Yeah. Well, that's hard.
You know what's Nauseous. Funny? When Jason added an O, I was like, idiot.
His was like Nauseous.
Yeah.
Nauseous.
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 Okay, so no point.
None.
Has been awarded. Conscientious. These are the words. Conscientious. Conscientious.
It's a tough one to even say.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt will go first to spell. It is Jared and Katie's spelling bee.
I'm going to start
it's
over.
0-0.
There is a lot of scratching out.
I hope we have some backup pens because they're really wearing these things out.
Wow.
All right, Matt, go ahead.
Is Jason done?
Yeah.
Yes, pen down.
Okay. Conscientious. I can't even say it.
Mm. It's hard to say.
C-O-N-E-I-N-C-E-O-U-S.
I know, long since.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jason Goodman.
CONSEISUS.
Consus.
And just so you know, when you go fast at the end, I can still keep up.
I know, but I looked at him like, I know something's missing.
One trick with like conscience, I think, is conscience.
Yeah.
Conscience. So it kind of gives you a clue.
Go ahead. Conscientious. CONSEIENTIOUS.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's
a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're not ahead.
Why did you put a T in that?
Why is there a T?
Why do you go back to a second grade word?
Next time.
I don't know.
I'm literally over here going, I before E.
But sometimes not.
I know.
All right. Ready for your next word?
Sometimes not.
Your next word is fuchsia. Fuchsia is a color. Fuchsia.
Oh no, the Jeopardy bag got frozen.
They both really scrunch up their faces too, like when they're, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Look at the think face.
Some people stick their tongue out when they're thinking, you know.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
Katie, can you say it again?
Fuchsia.
Jason, I'm sure you went to strip club with somebody named Fuchsia before. Does a dancer. I'm trying to help.
They don't spell it right.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Okay. Jason, it's your turn to spell first.
Not going to happen, but it's F-U-C-H-I-A.
Wow.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
you got it.
F-U-C-H-I-A.
Wow.
Wow.
I would say too easy.
Wow.
Right.
Good job, Jason.
We are tied. Still nobody gets the ticket.
Epitome.
Oh, yeah. I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a good one.
All this right. is the epitome of humor.
And who goes, Jason goes first? No, Matt goes
Matt
first.
Goes
this time.
First.
This is word number four.
Wait for him. Make sure Jason's done.
You know, Jason looked so confident, and then now he's still writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Matt.
Ben is down.
Epitome.
Epitome.
Wow.
There it is.
Oh, yes.
Jason, I can see yours. Go ahead.
Not that one. Apitamy.
Apitamy.
You're rushing me.
Nobody rushed.
You ain't from Russia.
This is the epitome.
So why are you Russian?
This is the epitome of
spelling. Nobody rushed you.
Epitome. I saw writing. I saw put an A first. I'm like, ooh. No.
Here we go.
He also slammed his pen down at the end. Like,
I don't.
Stupid pen.
Okay, next word. Paraphernalia. Paraphernalia.
These aren't super simple. Some are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, but they're, yeah. So it's 2-1, Matt. So Jason will go first on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Word number five, I believe. Jared and Kay's spelling bee.
This is not good.
I think Jason's tactic is to just write as many versions of it as he can, and then he picks the best one.
Pick one that looks
he does, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or just one.
That would be better than what I'm doing, because this doesn't look close.
All right.
All right, Jason. Paraphernalia.
Oh, wait, he's adding something.
Oh. Thought he was finished.
That's a symbol, I believe he did.
Look either.
Okay.
I think so.
Did you put the thing over like an E or something?
An accent?
Like in Beyonce?
I think he did a symbol for
the I don't even have an E in it.
Oh.
Okay.
I think he did a symbol for the Illuminati on his paper. I'm not sure.
Ready? Paraphernalia.
Nope. Incorrect. Matt, paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
No. No point awarded. Paraphernalia.
I still don't know how to spell it after you said it.
I don't think you said it correctly. That's all we missed.
Oh.
Paraphernalia.
Say paraphernalia. How do you want me to say it?
I think you there's an extra R that you didn't say
Thank
when you
Matt.
Said paraphernalia.
We don't do that. The same way we don't say sherbert or sherbet. We
yeah,
say
but you're
sherbert.
Trying to throw us off a little bit by pronouncing it too pronounced.
She got to get us.
Paraphernalia.
But you're pronouncing it too pronounced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you say it, Squid?
Pronounce a little more rugged.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
Paraphernalia. B-O-N-G. Paraphernalia.
Thank you.
I mean, what do you want?
That's the tactic I do.
Oh.
If it's a word I can't spell, I find something I can and just replace it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I were writing this in front of the class, I would just write bong.
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 Or you start trying to paraphernalia, you just erase it, and then like, bong.
All the things you use and smoke out of for your drugs.
Yeah, those things.
Got it.
All right, we have more words for Jared and Katie's spelling bee. Matt versus Jason Goodman.
Matt is currently winning 2-1. You don't want to miss it. Who will win? That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.